America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, bit of a short segment here because Chris Miller will be joining us in the next segment, the host of the Carolina Gamecock pregame and postgame show. We'll come on the airwaves and also the 97-time South Carolina Sportscaster of the Year Award winner. Looking forward to having him.
Maybe he'll get a special award for 100 when he gets to 100, maybe.
I mean, they just should name the award after him, you know? Random Facebook user who is name and identityless on Facebook says, the Rob Brown Show making its debut on my new job's office computer. What up, new job? Great to have you.
Hi, everybody who goes to the water cooler to talk sports.
That's why we do the water cooler cheat sheet every
Rob
morning at 7 a.m.
all the time, so I know you're there.
That's it. And by the way, you can listen to the show anywhere you have a digital device attached to a speaker. You can listen to it live at thefanupstate.com. You can listen to it live by joining our live stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate, YouTube by searching and subscribing to The Fan Upstate, or doing the same with The Rob Brown Show on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. Come join. Come hang out. Come spend time with the Armada for 4 hours every single weekday. Carolina versus Texas. Nope. Well, Texas A&M last week was a fantastic showing. Carolina versus Vanderbilt. Now, I am not going to say that this is the most important game that Shane Beamer has ever coached. Because I got to tell you, I feel like I've said that about every game since the Ole Miss game.
I got to say, you know, I go through and I look for all the teams and go ahead and record them in case something happens. And also so I can watch them back later. And this game is on the SEC network. I thought for sure this would be on a bigger network. Unless I missed it somewhere, that's the only place I could find it.
No, I'm sure that's right, which is also why it's the 3:30 game. Because while it is the game that out of the Southeastern Conference, because remember, that's how it matters more. The biggest game at 3:30 in the Southeastern Conference is Georgia versus Ole Miss. That game got the ABC slot. And that makes sense because, again, respectfully to the Gamecocks and the Doors,
they don't want to play the two hottest teams in all of football. They don't want to show them going up against each other, Vanderbilt and South Carolina.
What they want to show is an Ole Miss team that is fighting for its life to be in and a Georgia team that maybe can't take another loss and drops out. What they want to show is Kirby versus Lane Kiffin. While the South Carolina Gamecocks are without a doubt the most interesting team in the Southeastern Conference right now, they are not the most compelling in terms of what matters. And as I have said a million times on the show and will a million times more, Americans care more about winning than they care about anything else. That's just who we are. We have identified ourselves. We care more about winning than we care about anything. We care more about trophies than we care about the process to earn them, than we care about any drama that happened behind the scenes. We will let people get away with damn near anything. Am I right, Ray Lewis? As long as they are winning and winning on our behalf, right? Now, If the side that you like doesn't lose, then all of the sudden the processes and the character flaws of the side that did win, now they're an issue. But if your side wins, you don't care about the character flaws and the process that got them there. So that is why Ole Miss versus Georgia is a more television compelling matchup, because this is two teams, Georgia with an inside track to the SEC championship game in a first round bye, and Ole Miss, who cannot lose another game to anyone if they want to be in the 12-team playoffs when it's all said and done. So you got the 3:30 game, Georgia-Ole Miss. You got the 4:15 kickoff between South Carolina and Vanderbilt. And then 7:30, the primetime game at night. Again, two teams that cannot have another loss, Alabama and LSU. Somebody is being eliminated. This game, both of these games, really, Georgia-Ole Miss, Alabama-LSU, both of these games are effectively playoff eliminator games. Loser of these games are Heather Dinich out of the playoffs. So, South Carolina-Vanderbilt is the most intriguing game, but neither one of these teams are going to the 12-team playoff. It's just not a path for them. South Carolina would only have that, like, if everybody else in the SEC, like, catastrophically imploded, then, like, maybe there's, like a 5% chance, right? But there's not.
But they still mathematically have not been eliminated.
Right. But they ain't far from it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of weird November will we have to have for them to make the playoffs?
You'd have to have a bunch of, you know, Vandy upset Georgia, OMGs, which, not likely, though they almost did get Texas.
Who's favored this weekend?
South Carolina, okay, by 4.5. Remember, you get 3 for being at the crib, which means that South Carolina is, according to Vegas, a touchdown better in the early line. Now, I'm going to go look and see if I can get into my BetMGM account to see where the bets and the money are coming in.
Why, have you been locked out or something?
No, I'm just not logged in on this computer.
Okay. Or you forgot your password?
No, I'm just not logged in on this computer. I got to get logged in. And I didn't forget it. I just don't remember what it is. Anyway, this game is intriguing because, as I've said, this becomes, I let me put it this way. I said I'm not going to say this is the most important game that Shane Beamer's ever coached. It is. And here's why. I think the next two games, assuming that Shane wins this one, I think the next two games are the most important games. Because if South Carolina beats Vanderbilt, they're 6-3, they're bowl eligible. If they beat Mizzou, they're 7-3. They're not just bowl eligible, but now they have surpassed what the overwhelming majority of us, the Armada, said was a reasonable expectation of this team coming into the year. Remember back before the season started, I said, hey, Gamecock fans, I need you to tell me what your reasonable expectation is. Why did I say that? I said that predominantly because I wanted to be able to grade out at the end of the year. You beat these next two teams, you're 7-3. You've done that. Oh, and by the way, you're 7-3 with Wofford up next. That's 8-3. And then who do you end it with? On the road at Clemson. Does Clemson look like a beatable team at the crib now? You're damn right they do. There's a 9-3 potential. And if South Carolina runs the table to get to 9-3, and they're putting on shows like they did last Saturday night, when the eyes of the nation were in Columbia, South Carolina, I got to tell you, there will be a bump. There will absolutely be a bump. And I am following it intensely. Chris Miller joins us next on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio, wrapping up hour number three, ladies and gentlemen. Fourth hour of the show, we will look up and down the college football and NFL schedules for the weekend and give you our predictions, picks, prognostications, and projections for the upcoming football weekend. But before we get there, joining us now on the show, on the stream, which again, you can watch at facebook.com/thefanupstate by searching and subscribing to The Fan Upstate on YouTube or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. He is not just an icon of stage and screen, not just a multi-time winner of the South Carolina Broadcasters Association's Sportscaster of the Year Award, but also a fellow sunglasses guy, the legend, the host of the Carolina Gamecock pregame and postgame show, Chris Miller, joins us here on the show. What's up, big dog?
I, too, wear my sunglasses at night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, rocking it.
Chris, when you look this good, why would you not?
I mean, agreed. I'm actually, I have the permanent tan lines in my hair from where the sunlight gets it during the summertime months.
I mean, it's
he rocks that. I don't know, man.
Don't be a hater. I mean, don't be a hater for no reason.
I was born this way.
Join the club, Zoe. I got a pair of yellow Tony Starks at the house. You're welcome to. They match the Chiefs jersey perfectly.
Yeah, but to put them on my head, they'll never fit yours.
That's also true. Chris Miller joining us here on the show, my man. I'd like to start by looking backwards in time. We're going 88 in the DeLorean back to last weekend. Saturday night, the top 10 ranked Texas A&M Aggies come to the house, and you sent the Colt back to the compound with an L. 30,000-foot view of that game. What did you love, like, dislike that you took away from that contest?
I think it's tense. Well, let's answer that. There's nothing I disliked. I think this was the most complete performance by South Carolina under Coach Shane Beamer. Special teams was phenomenal. Obviously, the defense was incredible, like they've been pretty much the entire season, sans the Ole Miss game. And then we finally saw what Lenore Sellers can truly be as the quarterback of this team. He ran the ball for over 100 yards. He was escaping every time someone got through. He obviously passed the ball well. You know, he wasn't above 50%, but he made the big throws when he had to the tune of 250 yards. But I think the biggest thing for me was the offensive line. That has been something that callers to our call-in show have been complaining about all year. But to give up no sacks to that defensive line of Texas A&M, you got to do a pretty good job. So I think for me, that was the highlight, was how well the offensive line played. Plus, South kind of ran for 286 yards against a team that was giving up an average of 110 yards a game in SEC games. That was the number one ranked defense in the entire SEC. You put 530 yards of offense on the board.
So coming into this game, Chris Miller, there were four things that I threw out. I was not super thrilled about the development of Lenore Sellers as a quarterback. I didn't see as much growth as I like. Not none, but just not as much as I'd like, as quickly as I'd like to see it. The offensive line, Dow Loggins' play calling in certain spots, including the Oklahoma game, where I think you guys should have gone for 75 if you could get it, and the run game with Rocket Sanders. And as far as I'm concerned, all four of those boxes got ticked in that game against Texas A&M. Now my question mark, Chris Miller, is the word I've been using to express my concern about this team all year long, which is consistency. Can you do it multiple? You did it against Oklahoma. Now you did it against Oklahoma and a better team in Texas A&M. Now you got to go up against one of the hottest teams in the country at Vanderbilt in the road, a place where Alabama lost all this year. So let's not pretend it's not a bit of a challenge. You put three of these games together in a row, Chris Miller, and I think the college football world feels a lot more confident in what Shane Beamer's building over there in Columbia, South Carolina.
I think for South Carolina, this team is different because of the defense. This defense is going to give them an opportunity to be in every game the rest of the season, just like they've given an opportunity, again, with the exception of the Ole Miss game, where they've been in every game, even the games they've lost, losing to Alabama on the road by two, losing to LSU at home in a game that I think nationally everyone has said that was a bad game for the Reps. So I think that's the biggest thing from a consistency standpoint. You know your defense is going to go out. They're going to get two or three, maybe four, maybe eight sacks like they did against Oklahoma. They're probably going to force a couple turnovers. One of those may be a splash play where they run it back for a score. So your offense doesn't have to do a ton. And that's why I've been this whole season actually a big defender of Dow Loggins' play calling, because I believe he knows what his defense has. And you look at that. Let's go back to that Oklahoma game you mentioned. I think his play calling changed substantially when your defense spotted you 21 points. At that point, you just don't want to mess it up. You don't want to do anything to put your team at risk. Yeah, you could have scored 60 points. But let's think about this. What if they go out and he's aggressive play calling and they get a pick six and it turns everything? Oklahoma changes. They start coming back. I think when your defense is doing what you're doing, your offensive coordinator has to make the calls accordingly. And I think we saw Saturday night against Texas A&M. If you remember, this was a 20-20 game at halftime. And they went in at the half. South Carolina had to kick a field goal in the final seconds to make it 20-20. The Gamecocks jumped up 14-0. Then they scored 20, or excuse me, they jumped up 17-7. Then A&M scored to make it 20-17. South Carolina kicked that late field goal to make it 20-20. But at halftime, I think Dow Loggins and Coach Beamer talked and said, look, we're going to have to be aggressive in the second half in offense because A&M can score and they're proving it. Our defense is doing a decent job, but they're not lights out. And so you came out, you saw South Carolina really inflict their will. And that's what I like. They look like an SEC team. The build with a strong running game, a dual threat quarterback, and an aggressive, powerful defense. They look like, I'm not saying they're this caliber, but they look like a Georgia. They look like an Alabama. They look like a Texas. They have those type of things that you have to win in the SEC. So that is a long answer to your question on why I think they are going to be consistent the rest of the way. And in my opinion, they should be favored in every game the rest of the way. That means Missouri. That means Clemson. South Carolina playing right now is a better team than any team on their schedule the rest of the way.
So we talked about that a little bit earlier, and I do want to get to the Vandy game coming up here in a minute, but I have said every game since Ole Miss, this is the biggest game Shane Beamer's ever coached, and it's the biggest game because if you can keep that momentum rolling and keep producing results, I now believe that 9-3 is very on the table. Right? Because Missouri, I think, was the most overrated team in the Southeastern Conference coming into this year. Clemson just proved this past weekend, thanks to Louisville, that they're a beatable team at Memorial this year, without a doubt. Respect to our friends with the Wofford Terriers, but they're the Wofford Terriers in the sake of this conversation. Vandy might be the best team left on this schedule, all due respect to Clemson. And the best thing about that is Vandy's winning because of Diego Pavia, who's a hell of a quarterback. Let's not take anything away from the Cat. He's a blast to watch. But if you got a quarterback that plays like Diego Pavia, the best way to beat him is what? Edge rushers at defensive end that can set the edge and keep him in the pocket. What is South Carolina's strength right now, Chris Miller?
They have the best edge rushers in the entire country.
There it is.
There's no doubt about that. Not just Kennard and Stewart, but you look at the guys behind them. You know, in Jules, Edmund, and you look at the interior guys and Hemingway and TJ Sanders and Boogie Huntley. I mean, this is a wealth of talent at the defensive line. And you got to go back to when you had Clowney and Ingram and Devin Taylor and those guys to when South Carolina's had a defensive line this good. And when it all shakes out, this defensive line may actually be better than that one that was historic with all those NFL players, including a number one overall pick in Jadeveon Clowney. But it's South Carolina is a better football team at every position than Vanderbilt. End of discussion. They have more talent. Talent doesn't always win. We know that. So I think South Carolina has to go in this game and look at Vanderbilt the same way that they did when they played Alabama or Oklahoma or Texas A&M. And I think they will. I think South Carolina is playing at that level. After that Ole Miss game, they had a reset. They came to that and said, wow, we just did not play to our ability. Keep in mind, Ole Miss came into that game angry. They had just lost the week before to Kentucky. So that was a make it or break it game for Ole Miss's season. And we all know Ole Miss is, gosh, that is an NFL team, basically, when you look at the talent across the board on that squad. So they were playing for their lives, if you will, in that game. Doesn't excuse what South Carolina did. But we have seen a different team since that. And I think when they went to Alabama and played Bama like they did, again, Bama was coming up that loss to Vanderbilt. So Bama was also playing for their lives in that game. When they played like they did against Alabama, they got all the confidence they need. Like, look, we can beat every team on the schedule. In fact, we said in our post game at that, we said South Carolina has a real chance to go 9-3. And there were callers that kind of laughed at us. We said, no, with what happened in this game, your offense made big plays, your defense did what need on the road in a place like Alabama, when you get Bama's best shot, there's a real chance because you have a team that can beat anybody else on your schedule.
I don't disagree at all. I mean, I think the minute that A&M game ended, I just pulled out the schedule and I'm like, who's left? And the answer is Clemson on their best day, Vanderbilt on their best day. And don't get me wrong, Chris, this is not me saying South Carolina is winning the rest of the way out. This is me saying if you get that level of intensity and discipline that you got on Saturday night, when you're not playing in a Saturday night prime time, everybody's looking at you, the pressure's on from the perspective of put on a show, if you can just go out there and take that and put it in a regular 4:15 in the afternoon college football game, then I think 9-3 is realistic.
And keep in mind, South Carolina, they've got, as you said, Vanderbilt and Clemson on the road. Clemson, that is a road game, but it's really not. Because what I mean by that, as you guys know, there'll be 25, 30,000 Gamecock fans there. Because what happens, I'm a Gamecock fan, you're a Clemson fan, we're buddies. When they play in Columbia, we go to the game together. When they play in Clemson, we go to the game together. So that game, it's almost like a high school football game. Because what I mean by that in terms of the amount of a crowd, the crowd is not 90-10 like it is when South Carolina goes to Alabama. There's a good mix. So you're right, Vanderbilt, that is a true road game. But again, you're playing in a stadium that seats 25,000. That's half broken down with construction. So Missouri at home, Wofford at home, and those are 4:15 kicks. But keep in mind, most of that game will be played under the lights, which we know South Carolina is a totally different team under the lights at Williams-Brice Stadium. They, under Coach Beamer, they play out of their minds night games at Willie B.
All right, let's got another minute or two here with Chris Miller. He hosts the pre- and post-game show for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Chris, Saturday night, I did not get a chance to come over to the game. The wife and I sat out back at the fire pit and lit a fire and watched this game on TV. And one thing that kind of blew my mind was, and I don't know why it worked out this way, though I'm glad it did, the stream we watched on YouTube TV, no commercials. Whenever there was a touchdown or a timeout or whatever, they showed an aerial cam, and the entirety of Willie B was on camera during the whole thing. And so you got the light show and the music and the smoke and the lasers and everything that was going on. And I, about midway through the third quarter, after touchdown number two of the third quarter, I turned around and I said, this is the best thing that's happened to you guys. It's the best thing because you are putting on a show that makes your stadium look like a nightclub, makes your school and your games look like it would be the dopest place. In other places, and there was an NC State fan that pointed this out, a lot of schools take every break, Chris. They're going to trot out some 80-year-old guy and honor him. And thanks to the chairman of this local board that none of you know or give a damn about, we're going to put him on the job. You guys made it look like it was just the middle of a rave every single break. I, as a 40-year-old guy, was like, dang, if I could do it again, that's where I'd want to be. South Carolina put on a show, and now if they can tack that on to football results, beat Vanderbilt, beat Mizzou, beat Clemson, finish 9-3, and put that caliber of a show on Saturday night primetime, Chris Miller, I think there will be a tangible bump in the attention paid to the Gamecocks of South Carolina at the end of the year if they can stack a few more wins on.
I mean, you said exactly what my response would be. As South Carolina, it is kudos to the in-game experience crowd at the universities, that Williams-Brice Stadium crowd that does it, because there's no other place that does that. There's absolutely no other place. And in talking to some recruits, there's some high-level recruits. I'm in Rock Hill. There's some high-level recruits from here that have committed to South Carolina. Wide receiver Malik Clark for next year. The number one player in the state of South Carolina next year, Jazavion Currents, is headed to South Carolina. One of the big factors from these guys in talking to them was they said, the experience of when they went to a game, they said, that is where I want to be. And they visited Georgia. Both of those guys have been offered by Georgia. They've been offered by Alabama. They've been offered by North Carolina, Clemson. And they said the experience at Williams-Brice Stadium beats all. It's not even close in terms of what they feel when they're there. And with South Carolina now being so competitive in the NIL world, They've caught up. They can compete with the Georgias, the Alabamas, that they used to not be able to 12, 24 months ago. Now they can offer those resources. So plus, who doesn't want to play for Coach Shane Beamer right now? He's a guy, you know, you look, he's singing to his wife in the locker room after a big victory. You know, that's the type of stuff you want to do. So when you want to play for Beamer, you want to play at that stadium, you can match the NIL. Easy to see why recruits, they're flooding in to play at the University of South Carolina.
Hey, you like that culture change now, Mark Stoops? It ain't just funny sunglasses and dancing anymore. Chris Miller is the host of the pregame and postgame show for the South Carolina Gamecocks and a fantastic dude and a believer of sunglasses all the time. Chris,
all the time.
You legend. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I will get with you next week, buddy.
Let's go. Go Gamecocks.
My guy, Chris Miller, here on the Rob Brown Show. Lonzo here with a sports flash.
Not wearing sunglasses because apparently I'm not cool.
You should.
The Baltimore Ravens came back from the largest deficit they've faced in three seasons, and the Ravens defense stopped a Cincinnati two-point conversion with help from the refs with 38 seconds left to win a 35-34 game. That's what they did. Lamar Jackson threw three fourth-quarter touchdown passes to rally from down 21. So that's really good. It really is. And finished the night 25-33 for 290 yards and four touchdowns. LeBron James' son, Bron James, is no longer part of the LA Lakers active roster as the Lakers assign him to their G League affiliate, South Bay. Head coach J.J. Redick said moving Bronny from the NBA to the G League was always the plan. James will be with the Lakers tonight against Philly before beginning his developmental stint Saturday. Tune in tonight at 7 as the Furman Paladins take on the Belmont Bruins in hard court action. It's Furman versus Belmont right here on your home for Paladins basketball, the Fan, Upstate.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.